Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, December 22nd, 2014. Israeli troops kidnapped children and clashed with local youth during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Monday at dawn three Palestinians in Bethlehem and Ramallah during military invasions also targeted the northern West Bank city of Nablus. One of the kidnapped Palestinians fainted after the soldiers reportedly kicked him and punched him. Local sources in Bethlehem said that several Israeli military jeeps invaded the Wadi Ma'ali area in the city and kidnapped one Palestinian. The sources said that clashes took place during the invasion and that the soldiers started kicking and beating the kidnapped man until he lost consciousness. Army also fired rounds of live ammunition, gas bombs and rubber-coated steel bullets at local youth who hurled stones and empty bottles. One soldier was mildly wounded by a stone during the clashes. Many Palestinians suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. In addition, soldiers invaded Karawit Bani Hassan village northwest of the central West Bank city of Ramallah and kidnapped two Palestinians after breaking into their homes and violently searching them. Also on Monday at dawn, dozens of soldiers and Israeli settlers invaded the Joseph Tomb area east of the northern West Bank city of Nablus and clashed with local youth. Local sources said that the soldiers fired rounds of live ammunition, rubber-coated metal bullets and gas bombs, causing several injuries. In Jerusalem on Monday, Israeli undercover troops invaded a number of homes and kidnapped four Palestinian children after searching their homes located in Attur area of occupied East Jerusalem. Staying in Attur, Israeli municipality workers handed Palestinian homeowners demolishing orders, claiming that the homes are built without the needed permission. According to local sources, two of the homes are built in the 1930s and two homes do not exist yet. Local sources said that the orders targeted residents who are active in the community against the Israeli occupation as part of the Israeli attempts to punish those who resist in the city. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, December 22nd, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ressa Bandura.